Hey family, how are you tonight? I hope you are blessed and blessings are coming in continuously. I want to read something. This is from a great man of God. I'll let you figure out who it is, but I want to read something he wrote. It says, "Grace and peace, let it be multiplied to you, and let it come through the knowledge of Jesus Christ and of our Master, the Father of Jesus Christ. According as his majestic power has given to us all things that coincide or pertain unto life and holiness through the knowing of him that has called us to the glory and virtue." What is virtue? That's a good question, right? That's not something we use anymore today. Virtue is excellence, according to the glory and the excellence, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Exceeding, more great, even greater, and precious, which means unique and special promises. That by these we might be partakers of the majestic, what a wonderful word, nature or character. That's the majestic character of God, that we would partake in that nature, be like God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, the lust that caught us into the world, that we found ourselves caught up in the problems and the situations in our life, all because we desired something, we lusted for something. So, and besides those promises, let us do this. Give all diligence to add to faith. What is faith? Reliance, dependence upon. To be able to lean on and trust in God. So be diligent to add to your life trust and reliance and dependence and leaning on God. And add to that faith virtue. What is virtue again? Excellence, the ability and the desire and the willingness to do things the right way. Not cut corners, but to do them with a genuine heart for things turning out better than okay, but well. Do things well. And add to that excellence or that virtue, knowledge. Knowledge is what people really messed up called science. It's the practice through experience, coming to a conclusion and laying that conclusion out so you can walk it out. That's knowledge. So you're adding to your excellence knowledge to be able to work things out based off of experience and a set plan. And add to your knowledge temperance. Self-control is what temperance is. And to that self-control or temperance, patience, long-suffering, to be able to deal with things and be able to wait calmly while you're in the process of getting something. Through knowledge, we learn that patience is necessary. And through that patience, holiness. Holiness is set apartness, to be able to do things different than everybody else is doing them. If there's a room full of trumpets, you decide to pick up a drum set or a flute. You decide to do what's necessary in order to fulfill the entirety of the work that needs to be done around us. If we all did the same thing, we would get horrible results because we're not exercising what it means to be various and approaching things from more than one perspective, so things get seen from more than one direction, so everything is taken care of. That's holiness, completeness. And to that holiness, brotherly kindness or humanly kindness. It's just simple. We're respectful, we're gentle, we're humble, and we make sure to treat people well. And add to that brotherly kindness, charity. Charity. If we don't know what charity is, then we need to go back to school, because it just means to give and to love on others and to do more than what's required or requested of you, more than what others are asking, in order to show them that charity, that kindness. For if these be with you, then you will abound, which means grow more, and that it'll make you, and you shall not be barren nor unfruitful in the knowing, the experiential knowing of the Master Jesus Christ. Those that lack these things are blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged, or they were purged from their old sins. So I rather, family, be diligent to make your calling and election. You've been elected for a purpose, very sure. For if you do these things, you will not fail. Now, we live in a world where we actually have to break down words into definitions, because so many people think they know something, so they'll call you something and don't even know the definition of it. So it's a purpose of mine to make sure that we know what we're talking about. Now, I want to tell you something that is amazing. Me, first of all, I was raised in drugs. I grew up in drugs. I was a drug addict. I've been to jail. I've been to rehabs, all of those things, and none of them helped me. Not that they don't. I mean, God sent me to jail, and that sounds weird to some people, but it saved my life. So I'm telling you where I've come from. Now, today, I'm sharing this with you because one of my, what I consider my weaknesses, is character. I want to build my character up. I want to be in the nature of God. And I want to share with you that I struggle in these areas, but I am persevering. I am persisting in being diligent to add to my life these things. And in that, I get to tell you that I get to go hang out and minister with children that aren't my own. And I get to hang out and I work at a store when I could be making way more money somewhere else. But I work there because God told me to work there. And the opportunities are coming my way. Not for me to be financially blessed and successful. Those are coming too, but through the Father and through my faith in Him. What's coming is success in reaching children, ministering to the youth, and lifting them up out of the mentality, the brainwashing, and the propaganda that the world's giving them. By being given a building that I'm going to get to worship and minister in with children and anoint them with the presence of God. Show them the knowledge of God and let them experience Him for who He really is, not for who the world is. To show them that there's a difference between limitations and boundaries. That limitations are handcuffs and shackles, and boundaries are markers to let you know what's ahead. So I want to pray for you today, because you may have shackles. You may have limitations on your life. You may have cuffs on your life. You may be bound in your life. And I want to break those shackles, those limitations. And I want to let you know that the boundaries of God are true and they are just. That if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, if you honor your mother and father, if you don't steal, if you don't kill, if you don't covet, if you don't do the things that the world says are okay, but you do what God asks, which is love and show kindness and have faith and have excellence about your life and choose not to murmur and dispute, that you will see a boundary in your life, but you will never see a limitation in your life. You will be able to be healed, saved, delivered, happy, joyful. Depression will leave your life, and it all becomes because we break off the limitations that the world's given for you. And we're going to do it in Jesus' name. So are you ready to be free? I'm ready to continue to be free and to let you know that your freedom comes now, because today, now is the day of salvation. So pray this with me. Lord Jesus, come break off my shackles. Come break off my chains. Come set me free right now by your blood. And now I'm going to pray for you. Holy Spirit, go now. You are the yoke breaker. You are the one that takes the equipment that the enemy puts upon us so that we carry burdens and struggles and titles of sickness and titles of weakness. And you break them. You break them to where they can never be reconnected to us. So go, Holy Spirit, and break those binds. Break those chains. I command every stronghold the enemy has placed in your life to be broken now in Jesus' name. I command that life and liberty and freedom would come upon you now. That deliverance would come upon you now. That the enemy would pack his bags and leave, because he has no attachment to you. I take the hooks out of your life that the enemy has placed there. I take the anchors off of you that the enemy has placed there. And I command Satan and his cohorts to leave your life now in Jesus' name. Go back to the pit where you belong. Holy Spirit, fill them now. Breathe upon them. Bubble up in them until life explodes outside of them. Show them the nature and the character of your presence. And lift them up into the heavenlies until they know that they know the experience of Jesus. Jesus is love. He is light. He has come even now to set us free. So let that freedom go into my family now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And let our glory be to you. Let the youth be saved, healed, and delivered. And let them go into all the world and preach the true gospel of Jesus, breaking off the shackles of the church, the shackles of the world. And let it be done in the excitement and the excellence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let it all be done in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that you've delivered my family members today. I thank you, Father, that you have given them that breath of fresh air. You have put and enlightened them. You have taken the load off them to where they feel light. They feel they are floating in your presence. And I thank you for blessing my family, Father. And I thank you, family, for letting the Father bless you. If you'll take this blessing, and if you'll hold on to it and you'll get it the same way you just got it now, you ask the Holy Spirit to come do it again and again and again and again, and you trust Him and you wait on Him and you read His Word, the Bible, the New Testament, and you let Him fill you up, you will be a blessing around you because you'll have the blessing within you. So if you received it and you believe it, go and give it because the whole world needs it. I love you, family. Remember, get your blessing every day, and you'll be a blessing to everyone around you. I love you. Be blessed.